Gay rights activists cheered as the Boy Scouts of America changed its blanket ban on gay adult leaders last month. But for the parents who were previously sidelined by the policy, the change feels like a reluctant invitation. Earlier this summer, high school freshman Jake Rowe was deep sea fishing, snorkeling, and sailing through the Florida Keys. His dad, George, was at home, waiting on his nightly phone call.
Well, I wish I could be there with you, bud. Alrighty, well, I'll talk to you tomorrow sometime.
This was in June, before the Boy Scouts adopted a new policy allowing openly gay leaders. Because he's gay, Roe was informed that he couldn't go on this particular trip. He'd been allowed to chaperone weekend campouts, but Seabase is an official high adventure camp run by the Boy Scouts. The message came down from the district office that since Roe wasn't an official adult leader, which at that point he wasn't allowed to be, he couldn't go. Roe, who's a real estate agent, said at the time he didn't want to make a big stink, but it hurt. As a black man, Roe compared it to being kept out of an all-white country club.
To be overtly discriminated against, it's 2015. I mean, how are organizations allowed to do this still?
Fast forward just a few weeks, and Roe is now welcome. While the policy change does still allow churches to opt out of allowing gay leaders, Woodmont Baptist, where Roe's son is a scout, doesn't plan to make sexual orientation an issue. But Roe says it's hard to jump in with 2 feet at this point.
I'm in a weird headspace. It's kind of difficult for me to say, yay, thank you for giving me the right to do what everybody else has already had the right to do. I'm glad they did.
And Roe says he's thankful that the next time his son reels in a shark on a high adventure trip, he'll be there instead of asking if anyone got a picture. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.